Zog die Gemara daf Tzadi Vav Amid Aleph, the first line. Omer Rav Asi, Shoinin Kli Cheres Shiuroi Bekoinis Mashke. The Gemara on daf Tzadi Hamid Bey said there are five different Shiurim that are Mevat L'Shem Kli, and different parts of the Kli. When you have a Mashke that's Yoitze from a Kli, so then it's Torah Milatame Gistro. That means if you have a Shever Kli, then if it's Moitzi Mashke, then it won't even be used as a gistra, as a shever kli, because it's ready, can't hold mashka, you throw it out. That's by moitzi. By koines mashka, when water enters into that hole, so then it has to be a little larger because it enters. So then the shear is that it's mitaher melekadish mechatos, that it's not anymore a kli to mekadish mechatos. The third shear we said was if the hole is kasherish cotton, then it can't be machshir zroim anymore. That if the hole is that large, then it's not considered anymore that it's not mechuber. If the nekev in the otzitz is that large, so it's considered mechuber, it's not considered tolush, and the din of hechshir zroim is by zroim that are tolush. The fourth shear was kamoitzi zayis. That means if it can't hold zaysim in there anymore, then it's tam not called anymore a kli cheres. And kamoitzi rimoin is a larger shear that if you miyached the kli now for a rimoinim, so then the shear that we mevatel the shem kli cheres would be dafke kamoitzi rimoin. But if it's kamoitzi rimoin, then it's not even a kli for rimoinim, and the only thing that withstands and withholds the tuma is if it's mukav tzomit posel, if it's sealed on the top. And we said it depends if it's nifchas beruboy, or if it's nifchas kamoitzi rimoin, it depends if it's kelim gdolim or kelim tanim. So now the Gemara says that kli cheres shiuroi bekoines mashka. The shear that we said that is mevatel the shem kli is koines mashka. Moitzi mashka, we said it's mevatel already the shem of a gistro, of shever kli. But a kli itself, it's koines mashka, when a mashka enters into the kli. And it's not called a kli anymore in order to be mekadesh mechatos in it. Zok the Gemara v'lo yomru, and this din that we said of moitzi mashka, that it's considered a nekev when mashka comes out, is elalini gistra. Gistra means a shever kli. Leni gistra bavad, that a shever kli, that you have a nekev, even if kamoitzi mashka, so it's not anymore mekabel tumah b'teres gistra, because you're not going to bring another shever kli to save anything that's dripping out of the shever kli. So ein oimrim havi gistra le gistra. Mashenke, when it's not a gistra, when it's not a shever kli, so moitzi mashka is not going to move out to the same kli, because you'll say havi gistra, bring shever kli to catch the droplets that are coming out. But when the kli itself is a shever kli, you're not going to say havi gistra le gistra. So if it's moitzi mashka, then it's not mekabel tuma anymore le inyan gistra, and it's not going to have the status of a shever kli because it's moitzi mashka. And that the Gemara says, my time, the reason is Omer Azutra Beit Rav Nachman Lefishen Oimrim Have Gistro Le Gistro. A Shever Kli, you're not going to try to save it by bringing another Shever Kli when it's Moitzi Mashka. Masha'enkin, by a real Kli, you would. So by a real Kli, the Shear is Kamachnis, not Kamoitzi, Kekoinis Mashka. And then it's not going to be a Kli anymore Le'inyin Le'kadosh Mechatos. But Le'inyin Gistro, it's Kamoitzi Mashka.
Zog du mal weiter, Oma Ule. Pliege bot ja mer roibe mar rove. Dese machleukes am roim in eitsi sol. Reb Yoisi ber Reb Avin, Reb Yoisi ba Zavdo. Chad Oma kamoi tzi rimoin. Vichad Oma kasherish kotten. We had the Gemara earlier that when it came to hechshir zroim, that it's not huchshir lekabel tuma once the nekev is larger than a sherish kotten. Once it's larger than a sherish cotton, it's considered mechuba lekarka, and it's not huchsher lekabel tum anymore. So we have a machlekes amaloyim in Eretz Yisrael. Chad omar that the shear is kamoitzi rimoin, that legit leinyan that it's mevatel the teres kli legabe hechshir zroim is when the hole is as large as a rimoin. V'chad omar k'sherish cotton. So we have a machlekes: is it a rimoin? Is it a sherish cotton? V'simonech. Because the middle shear between a sherish cotton and a rimoin is a zayis. So it's neither the middle shear of a zayis, it's either a kamoitzi rimoin, which is much larger, or it's smaller, sherish cotton. V'simonech, echad amar bev echad amamit. Echad amarbe v'echad amamit bifarn b'karbonis legabe nedovis. There's a lashon of echad amarbe v'echad amamit. So we're also the shear godel or the shear cotton. It's either rimoin or it's the shear of sharish cotton is echad amarbe v'echad amamit, but not the shear of kamoitzi zayis. Meaning before we had the two shitas legabe kalim that lose the same kli, either kamoitzi zayis or kamoitzi rimoin. And when it came to Echshaz Zroim, we said a smaller shear of Kesherish Kotten. So, B'marov, this pligi is Echad Amarbe v'Echad Amamit. Is it either Kamoitzi Rimoin or it's a smaller shear of Kesherish Kotten? But it's not the shear of Kamoitzi Zayis. That's how Rashi learns the sugya that the Machloikis, the Tera Meroi, is Legabe Dinan of Echshaz Zroim. Tosis argues and he says that the Machloikis is Legabe Dinan of Mukav Tzomit Posel, is the shear Kamoitzi Rimoin or Kamoitzi of Shoresh Kotten, like a redin of Tzomit Posel that's Matzil Boyal Ameis. Zog the Gemara Om Reb Chinno Ba Kahano Mishmeid Rabbi Eliezer Kli Cheres Shi'uroi Kamoitzi Zeisim. Meaning, we said before that a Kli Cheres, the Shir is Kamoitzi Zeisim. If it's Yichtali Rimoinim, then the Shir is Kamoitzi Rimoin. Zog the Gemara Umak Shishe Breid Rove Messayim Bo Mishmeid Rabbi Eliezer
That means he's saying, not like we said before, that once a kli cheres is tor because it's kamoitzi zeisim and it has a neck of the size of the zeisim can exit and can hold zeisim, so it becomes like kli glolim, kli avonim, and kli adoma that are not mekabel tuma neither midrais and nor midrabonon, and it doesn't help me now that I'm being miyached l'rimoinim. It doesn't help me this din of afilu yichdel l'rimoinim. Not like Rava said before. Rava said that nikiv kamoitzi zayis if he miyached l'rimoinim, it's still mekabel tuma until it's kamoitzi rimoin. Here we're saying that no, Reb Chinna Bar Kahana says that kli cheres, that it's, once it's shir kamoitzi zayis and it's nekev kamoitzi zayis, so then he's mesayim and he says it's kli avonim, kli glolim, and memel it's amekabel tuma. Ulinyin tzomit posel at shivchas ruboy. The din of tzomit posel, it's still matzil it until it's nifchas beruboy. You still have tzomit posel that can save it by oil ameis. So we have a clear machlokes between this sheet over here, Misaimish made Rabbi Eliezer, that it's Keklei Glolim, Klei Avonim, not like Rovi before, that Yichud L'Rimoinim helps. And that's what Tosis says in about him, that he says, Lo Mahani Yichud L'Rimoinim, Lafukim Yid Rovi. Ulochem Misaimbo, Lefrushe, Arein Keklei Avonim, Shem Tehoirim B'cholinyon. It doesn't help Yichud L'Rimoinim. So that's Yisoyitzik HaMachloikas, does Yichud L'Rimoinim help or not? The reason why, according to this Shita, it doesn't help Yichud L'Rimoinim is because a kli cheres that became tar, so ein la tumah la'olam. It becomes a din of klei glolim, klei avonim. Klei glolim, klei avonim don't have a din kabbalas tumah. Even mikanon lahaba. So memela, once it's nitar, milakabal tumah, when a kli cheres became kamoitzi zayis, so memela, it's ein la tumah la'olam, and it's like klei glolim, klei avonim. So memela, that's why Itaka holds that it's not going to help me, yichli gamayinim.
And she reminded him, Zog Drashi is only by Kli Eitz. Hadn loch ha-matzniyah, loch ha-matzniyah, loch ha-matzniyah. Zog the Mishnah, ha-zorik mishus ha-yochet l'shus ha-rabim. If someone is zorik from one rishus, from mishus ha-yochet to rishus ha-rabim, or mishus ha-rabim l'shus ha-yochet, he's chayev. Mishus ha-yochet l'shus ha-yochet l'shus ha-rabim be-emtza. If you throw from rishus ha-yochet to another rishus ha-yochet through rishus ha-rabim, Rebbe Akiva mechayev. Rebbe Kiva holds klut kemish unchadomya. It's considered like it's munach in shus rabim, so yichayev. V'chachom in poitrim, that they don't say klut kemish unchadomya. Now the Mishnah fears is, and the Mishnah says ketzad. And ketzad is going in the shittas rabbonon, that you're potter, that you don't say klut kemish unchadomya. We say ketzad, shtei gzustroi zu keneged zu b'shus rabim. If you have two gzustrois that are zizin, that are yoytze from a koisel, and that are facing one another, and a shus rabim in between, so hamoishit v'hazorik mizulazu. If someone is moishit, he passes or he throws from one to another. He's potter because mishus yochel shus yochel shus rabim beemtza rabbonon takasei you're potter. And this ketzad is going according to the rabbonon. It's rabbonon that is saying that you're potter. However, hoyeshtein b'juta achas. There's a new din. If they're not on two sides of the shus rabim, but they're rather b'juta achas in one row going la'orkom,
meaning one behind one another, the two zizin, so beduta achas, then hamoishet is chayev. If you're moishet from one to another, you're going to be chayev, because that's what took place in the Mishkan. They were moishet the kroshim from one wagon to another and passed it to the one in front of it. V'hazorek potter, because they weren't zorek the kroshim in the Mishkan. So meli yazorek potter, even if it's beduta achas. Shekacho is avodis alavim. That was avodis alavim. Shte agolos zu achazu b'shus rabim. They're one behind another in shus rabim between them. Moishitin akroshim izulazu. They were moishit the kroshim one to another. Aval loizorkin. They weren't zorik the kroshim. They weren't zorik the kroshim. Zok Rashi in the bottom. Shein oisin kroshim izrokis bnei koivdon. Because they were heavy. So because of the weight, they weren't throwing it. They were passing it. The Rashi says that mipnei kvoidon. Because of the covered of the crushing, they weren't zorikit. But either way, they weren't zorikit, either because of kovdon or because of kvoidon, but they weren't zorikit, they rather moishit it. So if you moishit for beduta achas, one from one to another, from the back to the front, so then taki you moishit yichayev, because that was avodis hamishkan. Masha'enkein, when it's not beduta achas, when it's zu keneged zu b'shus ram b'emtza, meaning not from front to back, but rather going to the side, that's not how the algolas were located in the Mishkan, that they threw, that they passed from one to another. So memela kong to rabbonon yitaka potter, kong to rabbi kiva yechayev, because klut kemishu unchadamya and yechayev even by zorik. Now Tosa says this gears of ketzad is only if the machlokes rabbi kiva rabbonon by klut kemishu uncha is dafke by lemala masora. But if the machlokes is by lemata masora, then it wouldn't make sense. Zok Tosfos. The tamer l'rabbe the muki plukti the rabbi kiva rabbanon beklutu upligi lematem asora loyose shapi keitzad, because the loy koyad leel, that's not going on the previous case, because if the machloekes is lamata, the case of the gzustrois is lamala masora doch ayri gzustrois lamala masora du mit agolos vafil rabbi kiva nami moide hosom. But if you say the machloekes is by lamala masora, then it's also shapir, then it makes sense keitzad umiru yesh v'yishalmi ikad toni keitzad v'ikad loy toni keitzad, and it depends on the Ha'uam Eure, the Muki Pluktai, Lamala Masora. If he said, Machloikis in Lamala Masora, and Rabbi Kiva says, Klutu by Lamala, so it's Ketzad. Ketzad Rabbonah didn't argue by Lamala Masora. Vahu the Muki Lamata Masora, then you take not Tony Ketzad. So it comes out according to Chachomim, you're only Chayiv by Shteg Zustrois that are Dafka when you Moishit, Bejuta Achas, meaning from front to back, but not from side to side, because in the Mishkan, they only pass the Kroshim to the Agolas in front of them, but not to the ones to the side of them. So the Shusram be'emtzah, they weren't Moishit, but the Shusram in front of them, they were Moishit. Fek de Mi'iri, what's the difference if the mice in the Mishkan, they had a hoishot derech shusrabim, so why should you not be chayev if you pass it to the side? You have to be medayik, dafke behoishot lefonov, and not lehoishot letzido, because in the Mishkan it was in Hazar Oifen. The ik is the malach of hoishot was done in the Mishkan through shusrabim. So what's the difference if it's to the side or to the front? Zok de Mi'iri, because be'etzim should be potter, because l'mala ma'asora. And l'mala ma'asora is a mokum p'tur in the Shus Rabim. The only reason why you chayv, because that's what it was done in the Mishkan, so merely you have to medactic exactly the way it was done in Mishkan. And the Hoshot was lefneim and not letzidon. It's like, ein l'chobo l'chidushoi. The fact that you chayv on a Hoshot in the Ma'ala Ma'asora, so ein l'chobo l'chidushoi from where it's learned, and it has to be exactly like in the Mishkan. Another way of understanding is because be'etzim, like Tosfos says in Daf Beis, that Hoitzah is a melacha grua. Once it's a melacha grua, so memela it has to be exactly like the Mishkan. And since in the Mishkan the Hoshota was, even though it was from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid derech Rishus Rabim, from one agola to another agola, but it was dafka ba'agola lifneim, and not la'agola litzidom. So memela the melacha grua gufa tells me that it has to be exactly like in the Mishkan. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of Tzadivov Omid Aleph.